Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Throughout the 1950s, jazz promoter George Wein ran a Boston nightclub that showcased some of the music's most notable performers, including Stan Getz, Charlie Parker, Dave Brubeck, Billie Holiday, and Chet Baker. We'll hear all of those artists at the club in the next hour and talk with Boston jazz historian Richard Vaca about why this place has passed into jazz legend. It's Jazz from Storyville, coming up next on Nightlights. Performances at Boston's Storyville nightclub were sometimes broadcast on local radio station WHDH, and recordings of these shows have left us an audio record of the music that transpired there. In addition, Boston jazz radio host and personality John McClellan is heard on some of these broadcasts, setting the scene for his radio audience, evoking the sophisticated listening room vibe that promoter George Wein established for the club. Here's one such broadcast from September of 1953, featuring one of the biggest stars of jazz at the time, saxophonist Charlie Parker.
Tonight we bring you the Charlie Parker Quintet, featuring Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Herb Pomeroy's trumpet, Jimmy Wood bass, Kenny Clark drums, and the alto saxophone of Charlie Parker. During these Tuesday night broadcasts, we try to bring you the artists that appear at Storyville at their relaxed best. Then, too, we'd like you to feel that you've just walked in. You've been seated at a table, and now you're ready to listen to Charlie Parker.
Ha ha ha!
Charlie Parker performing Now is the Time at Boston's Storyville Jazz Club in September of 1953 with Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Herb Pomeroy on trumpet, Jimmy Wood on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums from the CD Charlie Parker at Storyville. In 1950, 25-year-old jazz pianist, fan, promoter, and Bostonian George Wein opened a club in his hometown called Storyville, named after the legendary Red Light District in New Orleans that some thought of as the birthplace of jazz. For the next 10 years, Storyville would play host to some of the biggest names in jazz and some of Boston's most talented local musicians as well. Richard Vaca, author of the Boston Jazz Chronicles, on why he calls Storyville Boston nightlife's brightest star.
There were several reasons why I called it that. I think the first is obviously the talent level. Everybody who was in jazz passed through the doors at Storyville, some of them many times. That's the first thing. The second thing is George Wein himself. George Wein was a monster when he was in Boston during the 50s. I think I titled my chapter about him Dynamo, because that's exactly what it was. If there was anything going on in jazz, George Wein was doing it, and at the same time he was running Storyville, he got the Newport Jazz and the Newport Folk Festivals off the ground and started running them. He was on the radio, he was in the newspapers, he was a spokesman for jazz, he was doing amazing things. I think another thing that impressed me about Storyville was not only was it a place where the name bands came, but it was also a place that gave opportunities to the local musicians, and in Boston that was a significant number of people. And the other things about Storyville that make it stand out, first of all, its atmosphere. It was a jazz club and it was a listening room. It wasn't a bar that had music. It had a fine atmosphere, and there was a great deal of respect on the part of Wein and his staff, both for the people on the bandstand and the people who were listening to the music. There was no other room in Boston. There was no other room anywhere, I don't think, that duplicated Storyville in the 50s.
When it started, Storyville showcased what was often called Dixieland, or traditional jazz.
Well, George was an unrepentant swing player, so that's his own personal taste. Now, it's interesting to look at how jazz transitions and develops in a place that isn't New York, because I think you get to get a better idea of what popular taste was all about. So in the late 40s, there was this Dixieland trad revival that was huge. And when George opens Storyville in 1950, he opened very briefly in 1950, he had some landlord troubles and had to close down right away. When he opened, it was all Dixieland revival, quote-unquote, kind of musicians. His first full year opened in 51-52. It was pretty much the same thing. And at the tail end of the year, he brought in Johnny Hodges' band for the, you know, the, kind of break that streak. And he was presenting the music that people wanted to hear. And Dixieland peaks in the early 50s in Boston. It was all over town. And then people just got tired of it. And it went away.
Here are two Storyville broadcasts that each feature owner George Wein on piano and the kind of traditional jazz that the club spotlighted in its early years, starting off with soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet and Jazz Me Blues.
Thank you. That's why I've Daffy Back Sugar.
Singer Lee Wiley with Storyville owner George Ween on piano doing Sugar at Storyville in 1951 with Muggsy Spanier on cornet, John Field on bass, and Barrett Deems on drums. Soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet before that live at Storyville in October of 1953 with Jazz Me Blues featuring George Ween on piano, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Jimmy Wood on bass, and Buzzy Druten on drums. Storyville's first years saw a temporary closing and relocation after Ween discovered problems in his business relationship with the Copley Square Hotel's owner. But after a two-year stint at the Hotel Buckminster, Storyville returned to Copley Square. The style of music presented at Storyville also changed as Ween began to bring in more modern, mainstream jazz acts.
George mixed it up. He had singers galore, he had big bands, he had modern jazz, he had mainstream swing. Toward the end of the 50s, he was bringing in people like Ornette Coleman, so he was trying to do everything. He was just trying to bring in, it was wide-angle jazz.
Storyville featured up-and-coming stars like saxophonist Stan Getz and veteran performers such as Billie Holiday. We'll hear broadcast from Storyville by both of them now on Nightlights. Thank you.
and high above, the moon is new, and so is love. This eager heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. This aching heart of mine is saying, lover, where can you be? When I remember every little thing you used to do, I grow lonely. Every road I walk along with you. No wonder I'm lonely. The sky is blue, and high above, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I grow lonely. Every road I walk along with you. No wonder I'm lonely. The sky is blue, and high above, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
Billie Holiday and Lover Come Back to Me, recorded live at Storyville in 1951 with Stan Getz on saxophone. Stan Getz before that with Thou Swell, live at Storyville in 1951. Storyville received good notices in the jazz press. Club Storyville is as near to perfection as any jazz club that I have ever seen, Bill Kost proclaimed in a September 1952 issue of Metronome. Kost took delight in the drinks named after jazz musicians and praised what he called the dignity that Ween gives to jazz through his lighting and programming. That dignity was also conveyed over the airwaves on radio broadcast from the club by an announcer named John McClellan.
John McClellan with the deep baritone, perfect radio voice. John McClellan was an announcer at WHDH AM radio in Boston, and he had a jazz show called The Top Shelf. And once a week, The Top Shelf would go off to Storyville, and they'd do a live remote. So he was the guy who was he was doing remotes from Storyville at the same time that Symphony Sid was doing remotes a couple of blocks away at the Hi-Hat. And that's what John was doing. John was on the radio. But John also, starting in 1957, had a television show on the CBS, a jazz television show, can you believe it, on the local CBS station in Boston called Jazz Scene. And he also wrote a column twice a week in the afternoon newspaper in Boston called the Boston Traveler. So there was a small group of people, McClellan and George Ween and Larry Burke over at Berkeley and Herb Pomeroy and Father Norman O'Connor, they were the movers and the shakers in Boston jazz. And I think the reason why Boston was such an interesting place in the 50s is it had that cast of activists who just made stuff happen. And when they moved away or burned out or whatever, you know, Boston jazz scene has never been the same since.
From the Top Shelf, Storyville presents the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John McClellan speaking to you from George Ween's Storyville in the Hotel Buckminster in Boston. It's opening night here for Ella Fitzgerald, pianist Hank Jones, and the Joe Jones Quartet. And WHDH is proud to present a portion of the first show of the evening when each and every artist puts his or her best foot forward. Rather than present a carefully rehearsed program, which at its best might seem rather artificial, we'd like to bring these performers to you at their natural best, relaxed and unselfconscious, almost unaware of the broadcast in progress. So without fanfare or spectacular introductions, we invite you at home, in your car, or wherever you may be, to feel that you've just walked into Storyville, you're seated at a table, and now on with the show, Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
With you for just 1 hour, baby, just give me 15 minutes. Please.
Ella Fitzgerald. Come on, baby. God, what a good one.
Thank you to you, wonderful. I didn't know we were on air. Oh, well, come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. Come on, come out, wherever you are. Well, Who? What do you want, something swingy? Huh? It's good. Just sing thank you, miss, thank you. Mean to me. Yeah. You be mean to me. Gee, honey, it seems to me you like to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home. Each night when you say you phone, you don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me?
Since you want a little bop, we'll bop this one for you.
Dee doo doo dee doo doo dee doo dee doo boo be doo be doo doo be doo dee doo be doo be boo be doo dee doo boo boo dee doo boo doo doo dee 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 boo be boo 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 da boo be boo be be ya dee dee dee. Dabba bobe dabbi ba 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 ya ba ba bobe ube do 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 do. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? Don't be mean to me, for can't you see what you mean, what you mean?
Ella Fitzgerald at Storyville, introduced by Boston jazz DJ John McClellan, doing Mean to Me. We'll hear one of Storyville's most popular acts now, pianist Errol Garner, who often counted among his fans in attendance Boston Red Sox baseball star Ted Williams. Here he is, introduced by another Boston jazz scene personality, writer and radio host Nat Hentoff on Nightlights.
And now with the prologue concluded, we turn into the program proper, introducing Mr. Errol Late Entrance Garner. This is a very fine show tune that has been practically ignored until Errol Garner began to resuscitate it. It's called Rosalie.
Pianist Errol Garner, one of Storyville's top drawing artists, performing Rosalie at the club in 1952. I'll have more music from Boston's Storyville nightclub in just a few moments. You can hear many previous programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Jazz from Storyville on Nightlights. I'm featuring jazz performances from Boston's Storyville nightclub on this edition of Nightlights and talking with Richard Vaca, author of the Boston Jazz Chronicles. George Wein, the owner of Storyville, was a busy man in the 1950s, launching the long-running Newport Jazz Festival, among other things. He also started a Storyville record label and added a second supplementary club called Mahogany Hall to continue featuring traditional jazz. Storyville was also involved in an unusual youth organization, the Teen Jazz Club.
The Teenage Jazz Club was organized by Father O'Connor and John McClellan in the 50s so that kids who weren't old enough to drink could get to hear jazz music in an adult setting. And the meetings were extraordinary because they'd have the Storyville artists doing a set for the kids. And at intermission, they could go to the bar and buy soft drinks and whatnot. And yeah, and Dick Sudhalter was one. Steve Kuhn was a member. I think it peaked in 1956. The membership peaked at about 650 or 660. It was pretty extraordinary. And it went as long as Storyville went. They'd have their meetings on Friday after school once a month and cost a buck to get in. And for this, you got lectures and music and entertainment and met people. And it was a good deal for kids. Wish I would have had a teenage jazz club when I was a kid.
Storyville also remained an East Coast showcase for West Coast and cool jazz modernists such as Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan. Here's Chet Baker, introduced by Boston jazz DJ John McClellan on Nightlights.
Hello again, this is John McClellan speaking to you from a table just off stage here at George Wein Storyville at the Copley Square Hotel in Boston. Tonight you're listening to the Chet Baker Quartet with Russ Freeman, Carson Smith, Bob Neal, and the trumpet of Chet Baker. This group will be here through Sunday night. However, starting this Thursday, they'll be joined by another group from California, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. In weeks to come, you'll also be able to hear Terry Gibbs, Slim Gaylord, Buddy DeFranco, and Sarah Vaughan. Now, here once again is Chet Baker.
This next tune is written by a very good friend of mine, whom I played with for a long time, Jerry Mulligan. He dedicated this tune to Jimmy Lyons of West Coast disc jockey, called it A Line for Lions.
Chet Baker's quartet doing Jerry Mulligan's composition Line for Lions live at Storyville in March of 1954. Another ascending jazz act with West Coast roots that found favorite Storyville was the Dave Brubeck Quartet, with their cool cerebral jazz a perfect fit for Storyville's listening room vibe. In his 1953 Downbeat write-up about the club, Nat Hanoff said it was the group's favorite spot to play on the East Coast. Here's Brubeck, accompanied only by saxophonist Paul Desmond, performing You Go to My Head, jazz from Storyville on Nightlights. Thank you. Pianist Dave Rubeck and saxophonist Paul Desmond with You Go to My Head, recorded live at Storyville in October of 1952. As the 1950s ended, so did Storyville. Younger listeners were turning more and more to folk music, and in his autobiography, George Wein also points to self-inflicted economic wounds from the Newport Jazz Festival as one of the causes. Boston jazz historian Richard Vaca.
The cost of entertainment starts to rise in the 50s, and the entertainers are starting to figure out, the good ones are figuring out, they could play two shows in one night at Symphony Hall and make more money than they were going to make playing at Storyville for a week. So some of the real popular people in the Storyville universe suddenly were gone. Errol Garner was playing the concert halls. Dave Brubeck was playing the concert halls. Then people started becoming a little bit less willing to take a chance on new names, and they wanted to see the same names over again. So every year you're going to have the same, you know, every year Shearing was there, every year Sarah Vaughan was there. I mean, this is not a bad thing. Every year Duke Ellington was there, not a bad thing, but if you're looking for more variety, it wasn't really there. And then the last season that George Wein ran the club, the attendance was so dismal that they closed the club for a while in the spring, canceled their concerts and just closed down for a little while in the spring. And after that last season, spring of 1960, when he closed it, he didn't reopen it. The Storyville, like most clubs in Boston, would close on Memorial Day and then not reopen again until just after Labor Day because nobody's in town. You know, everybody leaves town for vacation, including the club owners. And so he didn't reopen it. He kind of sold the franchise to another guy who ran it for a year and a half in a different location.
Storyville carried on under different ownership in a new location for another year and a half, but the era that had made it such a prestigious name in the jazz world had closed. Wein would continue to play a major role in the presentation of the music for decades to come. And for those of us today, there are still a number of recordings that bring the past to the present. Wherever you are with your radio, we hope you'll imagine that you've just stepped into Storyville. You've been seated at a table, and now you're ready to listen to Billie Holiday, Chet Baker, Stan Getz, Jerry Mulligan, Dave Brubeck, Charlie Parker, and some of the other great musicians who once played in this legendary room. Thank you.
25 minutes, you've been listening to the Charlie Parker Quintet, direct from George Wein's Storyville at the Copley Square Hotel in Boston. Sir Charles Thompson was at the piano, Herb Pomeroy on trumpet, Jimmy Wood bass, Kenny Clark drums, and on alto saxophone, Charlie Parker. Once again, may I remind you that the Charlie Parker Quintet will be here through Sunday night, to be followed by Billie Holiday. In weeks to come, you'll hear Louis Armstrong, Josh White, and many others. And now, until Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, when I'll be bringing you music from the top shelf, this is John McClellan saying goodnight from Storyville.
I close with Charlie Parker performing Groovin' High at Storyville in 1953. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Richard Vaca. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.